The Squawu 7 Meshikswumik, Squamish Nation, has approved land use plans for three key sites in Squamish and North Vancouver, marking the first phase of its land development strategies, LDS. The nation said in a press release that this project aims to align both current and future needs while reflecting cultural and ancestral significance. The plans outline how the nation will develop sites on Squamish's Stawsevin Mies IR-24, Zamelchison IR-5, Marine Drive, and Chichelowee 7 Quest IR-2, Seymour. The nation's goal is to balance community priorities with practical needs like housing, business opportunities, and public amenities. Stawsevin Mies IR-24 will focus on community uses and nation housing. Zamelchison IR-5, Capilano, will include mixed-use residential spaces, a community center, and nation housing. Chichelowee 7 Quest IR-2, Seymour, will be developed into a community with market and nation housing, along with public spaces. Over the past year and a half, we have extensively engaged with our people on this work, from community working group meetings to community events, council meetings, and elders' luncheons, said Wilson Williams, council member and spokesperson for the nation, in the release. Redevelopment of nation lands benefits Squamish people and the greater region. It advances the nation's economic autonomy and ability to support new nation needs. A nation-led planning process advances our self-determination and right to self-governance, said Williams. The nation's council has also extended a moratorium on third-party development proposals for these priority sites until April 1, 2025. This ensures that the planning process stays under the control of the nation. This nation-led initiative affirms the nation's self-determination in shaping future land use decisions, said Mindy White, CEO of Enchike Development Corporation, in the press release. Donalene Rapata, CEO of Heam Housing, said the developments will help address critical housing needs. We are confident that this work will bring many benefits to our people, including housing, culturally significant amenities, and sustainable economic development, she said in the press release. The nation emphasized that no development would proceed without approval from the Squawu 7 Mesh people through a land designation vote in a press release. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.